Sansa rode to the Hand's tourney with Septa Mordain and Jane Poole in a litter with curtains of yellow silk, so fine she could see right through them. They turned the whole world gold. Beyond the city walls, 100 pavilions had been raised beside the river, and the common folk came out in the thousands to watch the games. The splendor of it all took Sansa's breath away. The shining armor, the great chargers, caparisoned in silver and gold, the shouts of the crowd, the banners snapping in the wind, and the knights themselves, the knights, most of all. "It is better than the songs," she whispered, when they found the places that her father had promised her, among the high lords and ladies. Sansa was dressed beautifully that day, in a green gown that brought out the auburn of her hair, and she knew they were looking at her and smiling. They watched the heroes of 100 songs ride forth, each more fabulous than the last. The 7 knights of the King's Guard took the field, all but Jaime Lannister, in scaled armor the color of milk, their cloaks as white as fresh-fallen snow. Sir Jaime wore the white cloak as well, but beneath it he was shining gold from head to foot, with a lion's head helm and a golden sword. Sir Gregor Clegane, the mountain that rides, thundered past them like an avalanche. Sansa remembered Lord Jon Royce, who had guested at Winterfell 2 years before. "His armor is bronze, thousands and thousands of years old, engraved with magic runes that ward him against harm," she whispered to Jane. Septa Mordain pointed out Lord Jason Mallister, in indigo chased with silver, the wings of an eagle on his helm. He had cut down 3 of Rhaegar's bannermen on the Trident. The girls giggled over the warrior priest, Porus of Myr, with his flapping red robes and shaven head, until the scepter told them that he had once scaled the walls of Pike with a flaming sword in hand.